Stephen Jewell here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butaller.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from pretty Phoenix, Arizona.
Today is Jill Friday. How to be an effective
entrepreneur.
I was going to say infectious, because you're like an infectious Ooh. Entrepreneur. And that's a compliment.
You know, huge you compliment. Can't, that's great, but you know what, COVID or what? You can't throw infectious around.
Yeah, that's probably not positive.
Yeah, exactly. 2 years ago, we all get it. Now, not so much.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. If you're already a member, please join us on Discord.
All right. So, Lori wrote, success stories. Oh, I like this. I saw this the other day. Okay. Lori wrote, success stories are too few, and I'm posting this one on request. Bought 20 acres with a falling down house and a ton of trash for $70,000. Sold in less than a week for $165,000 to the neighbor. I funded this for a partner who was negotiating and a selling wizard and made it possible. We had to work through an attorney for several months to finalize probate and to get the property redeeded. The seller knew nothing about probate, didn't even know she had to go through probate, and we had to facilitate with two attorneys involved. It was a headache of a deal, but at the end, the seller was so incredibly grateful to have the money, and the neighbors were thrilled to get the property cheap. My ideal partner and I were both delighted to make that much and sell so fast, and he wasn't even a bit upset to get a wire for $53,000. And the attorney was happy with the flowers we sent her. And she sent a picture of them in her conference group, and I love you guys email. That's five people that were very happy from one deal made possible by Land Academy.
Aww. So I put this in the script.
That's good.
On this episode, because Jill's going to, this is Happy Jill.
Oh.
And because yesterday.
Yeah, it's Crappy Jack.
It was all, yep.
Happy Jill, Crappy
so
Jack.
This experience, I believe, represents the vast majority of what goes on at Land Academy.
God, yes. Today's topic, Jill Friday, how to be an effective entrepreneur. This is the meat of the show. We're helping each other out this week. Sometimes we fall a little behind. Sometimes we lose our train of thought. Sometimes we're just who knows what is going on.
Broadcasting to you from our personal job site.
There
construction
we go.
Site.
There is that too. Yes, we are recording around different projects, so it's okay. So here's the deal. I find there's a lot of people that hit a certain level in their company, and it's usually deal flow and money combined. And they're like, I know how to make $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 a month, seriously. But I can't get past that level right now. I'm doing bigger deals. I'm answering the phone as best I can. I left my job, I'm not sleeping, I don't know what to do now, I'm trying to get past this hump. And so I want to help you be an effective entrepreneur. And guess what the problem is? It's you.
Maybe this is a rant today, Jill's rant. Maybe it's narcissistic no. you.
You saw that coming, right? You
no, did a whole. No.
Apparently we're not on the same page. I thought you would agree with me, but that's really it. It's you. Okay. You've got
I want to get on this now.
Why is it you? Because you are holding yourself back. You need to step aside. You need to hire. You need to let some things go. You've got to force the growth. And I get it. Here's what happens. You know, you're doing as best you can. You know, you're like, here's the scenario I just described is many, many, many entrepreneurs in Land Academy right now today. You are one man shows and you've reached the end of what you can do as a one man show. Some of you won't even outsource to Pat Live. Some of you are afraid to take that first step. Like, oh, I want to get all the calls. I know, it's not gonna be as great. It's not gonna get as many deals. It's not gonna be you. But you know what? You hit the top now. You have to do this. You have to let Pat Live take that off your plate.
When you hire somebody, know this. they're not going to do the job as well as you did it. And some people can't get past it, and it just wrecks their career, or you're stuck in one spot forever. Mm-hmm. We can't get past the fact that they're now making 60 grand and that's being taken out of your pocket.
Right. I'm going to give you three things right now for today. For you, the one-man show. One is take on Pat Live. You got to do that. Number two, I need you to think about updating your systems. There's a lot of people too that we talk about, like, oh, I'm just using Excel. I'm using the free version of Airtable. I'm using whatever it is. I'm penny pinching. I'm not going to do that. Well, guess what? Now's the time. I need you to add some money. I need you to get some paid versions. I need you to get really good and grow your company.
Jill has a show on Clubhouse every Thursday at 1 o'clock PT, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's a group of people pretty consistently that show up for that who are not Land Academy members, which I think is fine. And it's great.
Sure.
But every once in a while, they'll have questions. They always have a lot of questions that are all addressed in our education. And so they're moving through their career, probably mildly successfully, and they're stuck. And to which Jill says, you're a perfect candidate to join Land Academy.
Yeah.
Here's a promo code. This is what you should do. And go through the education. All these things will get addressed for you.
And you will really move forward.
Oh, no. I'm not. I'm a DIY person. Okay. And that's not how I roll. That's not what I want.
I talked about this with our concierge guy the other day.
So you want to just get all the free stuff. You know, look, it took me 20 years to effectively do real estate transactions. And maybe now I'm not even doing it as well as I can because there was no Land Academy. There are people that join Land Academy and are fast, you know, where I am or surpassed it in six or 8 months. So why would you do that to yourself?
Exactly. So, and then the third thing is you may need to bring on some staff. Get over it. I know it's scary. It's very scary going, okay, wait a minute, Jill. I just got comfortable, you know, being responsible for my whole family and putting food on the table with this business. Now you want to bring on staff and be responsible for their family too because I'm paying their payroll. Yep, I do. You can do this.
Jill, this is great advice.
Thank you.
I know this is Jill Friday. Can I make a few comments here?
Absolutely.
I didn't know until recently, not recently, like a few years ago, what the definition of an entrepreneur is. Like most people, when you think of an entrepreneur, you think of somebody who's like, Jill and I used to teach a class called entrepreneurship for a college and as a substitute teacher team. And I would ask, what's an entrepreneur? And they would, at the time, they would say either Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg, to which I would just always chuckle because that's the tip top of the planet, these five guys. And everybody says, that's an entrepreneur. Gates or Buffett or whatever. The strict definition of the word entrepreneur is French, and it means looking at things in a different way than other people look at them. And that's what we do at Land Academy. We can look at real estate a very different way than traditional commercial real estate people do, or let's say the regular real estate agents even now. We take a look at and break it all down and deconstruct it and review it and put it back together in a way that makes sense for us. And the most successful people in our group, everyone in Career Path, almost without exception, gone through the education, done a bunch of deals, and then they've made some weird change that makes sense to them, mm-hmm. and they're crazy successful. And so that's what an entrepreneur is. They took all the standard stuff from us or wherever they're getting information on the internet of how to buy and sell land or real estate, doing it, and then adding mobile home lots or some whatever makes sense to them or moving into a different state because of whatever.
That's perfect.
So there's a lot of people not a lot of people, there's a number of people that for some reason just don't want to go through the regular steps. They really want to challenge how we do it and change it, and they don't last very long.
Yeah. But that's the same. Our concierge pricing and I had a conversation about this the other day. He's like, Why would you want to spend so much time on your own hitting your head against the wall when you have the experts right here that want to help you and teach you and save you from all that?
And what does it cost? It's so inexpensive compared to the success percentages.
Oh, yeah. And just one college class. It's kind of funny, too, but...
Yeah, this whole thing costs less than one college class.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. When you pointed that out, I thought that was really smart.
I had a lot of feedback on that.
Yeah. So be more effective. I know it's scary. It's going to cost you money, but you will benefit in the end, I promise. And like our other saying that we are going to say here in a second, we won't let you fall that far. That's why you have us. That's why you're listening. That's why you're part of our group.
You know what really helped me? These Jill's milestones here. Mm-hmm. She's dead on. I set a goal for myself. So I said, when I have X amount of money in the bank from buying and selling land, not from my regular job, I'm going to hire somebody. And I'm going to hire them for Y amount of money. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start looking now because I can see it's going to happen in 6 months, 8 months, or 2 years, or whatever. And then I'm going to promise myself that I'm going to do that because that's, and then I'm going to let them do what they need to do so that I can go on to increase my revenue to pay for them. Mm-hmm. So play these little games with yourself. Like,
that's your way of making yourself feel more comfortable, like having X amount of money in the bank to
afford it? It's making myself be accountable.
Okay.
Accountable to growing whatever I'm growing, because you can't, you will hit a ceiling. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah. There's only so much one person can do.
Yeah.
Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Next week, join us for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was good.
Good advice, Joe.
Thank you.
You're good at this.
Thank you very much. And thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we really do appreciate your support. So if you haven't already, please zip on over to our YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, and comment on the shows you love.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.